Aircheckdownloads.com.
The Rewind.
BBC Radio Bristol.
This is how we do it.
I wanna go back in time.
Is this the 50s?
I wanna go back in time.
It is the Rewind for Tuesday afternoon. We're going to start with an artist that featured in our first hour this morning as one of those great concerts that you've been to in our part of the world. Anis is with their seventh number one for the Rolling Stones on the Rewind on BBC Radio Bristol. Rolling Stones, their seventh UK number one. Jumpin' Jack Flash, it was number one in May of our first Rewind year this afternoon. It's 1968. It's the Rewind on BBC Radio Bristol.
Ooh, hey, hey, hey.
From the film The Graduate, Simon and Garfunkel. This is one of those records that I know it's 1968 and it's the Rewind year, but it sounds as fresh and as brilliant today as it did in 68. Simon and Garfunkel, Mrs. Robinson. Got to number four in July of 1968. Before that, Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, didn't even get into the top 30. Got no higher than 34 in June of 1968. The year that The Who, Beach Boys and Mindbenders all played, then named Colston Hall. It was the year that the first proper St. Paul's Festival was held. And it was the year that, following the Bristol bus boycott, the Race Relations Act came into force. That act and the legislation we had today would never have happened if it wasn't for the Bristol bus boycott. I mean, it may well have done, but it certainly wouldn't have happened in the way that it happened. It's extraordinary to think the history has in race relations and equality in our part of the world. Anyway, moving on, the Rewind. 1968, Dionne Warwick in Need of a Sat-Nav. On the Rewind on BBC Radio Bristol. Just one of those songs, isn't it? You know the words, you don't know why. Burt Bacharach, Hal David, they wrote it. Dionne Warwick, she sang it, and it did rather well for her. Got to number eight in May of 1968. It's the Rewind on BBC Radio Bristol. Great Britain and Northern Ireland competed at the Winter Olympics in Grenoble. France didn't win any medals. I mean, you know, how hard is it to slide, for goodness sake? That's what the Winter Olympics is, it's just sliding. Anyway, on with the music is Cupid Inspiration, debut hit for them.
Hey, baby,
debut hit, first of two hits, they're only top 10 as well. That's Cupid's Inspiration, getting to number four in June of 1968 with Yesterday's Gone. 1968 saw the very first episode of Dad's Army. It also saw this next song from 1968 as a hit. It actually had sold the previous year over a million copies for Frankie Valli. But that's not the version I'm going to play you. I'm going to play you the Andy Williams version. Nothing in life is as cool as Andy Williams.
You're just too good to be true.
I'm singing along, I hope you are too.
Oh,
it's such a great tune, this. Trust in me. So it goes. Andy Williams, one of the coolest singers ever. That was a huge hit for him. Getting to number five in March of 1968. Frankie Valli had a hit in 67 with it. Was a million seller. But, I mean, nobody knows the Frankie Valli version. That's the version we know and love, isn't it? It's 1968. It's the Rewind, the first Rewind year this afternoon on BBC Radio Bristol. This was the year fashion trends. Welcome to a world I really don't understand. It says here, girls of 1968 showed their fashionable side with bright pinks and yellows, along with dramatic pleats in their dresses and bold floral stripes and polka dots. Puffy sleeves, long bow collars and tent dresses were very popular too. I have no idea what I've just read there. Anyway, on with the music. 1968, how about this for the Small Faces? This is a great tune as well. Ending our first Rewind year, Lazy Sunday.
Wouldn't it be nice to get on with me, neighbor?
Aircheckdownloads.com.